Good hold. The kick by Callahan is good. And the Bears win over TCU, coming from 21 points down to win it on a kick at the final play. 61-58. Baylor remains undefeated. Baylor comes from way down to beat TCU today. 61-58. The final at McLane Stadium.
It was 5 years ago today, October the 11th of 2014, Baylor fell behind big time to TCU at home at McLane Stadium, coming off Baylor's first ever Big 12 championship, and things looked bleak. And Bryce Petty had a pass picked off for a touchdown. But then, all of a sudden, here comes Baylor, and it sets up that moment late in the game, basically last play of the game, and Chris Callahan nailed the field goal, and Baylor won 61-58. That memorable year, that frustrating year as well, because Baylor and TCU were both left out of the college football playoff, depending on which team or which players or which whoever you ask fan base, they both are frustrated by that year. We're now joined by the man who kicked that field goal, Chris Callahan, SMU, Baylor football, now on with us on ESPN Central Texas, David Smoke with Paul Catalina. 5 years ago today, do you still get goosebumps, Chris, when you even think about that play?
Absolutely. First off, great to be on with y'all. It's been a minute to talk to both of y'all, so it's good to be back with y'all. But it's still getting goosebumps, you know, in the office today, and stuff starts filling up on Twitter and getting texts from different people and, you know, just wishing me a happy anniversary. So that's always good.
Chris, in that moment, I mean, you have to be so calm, or is that wrong? Do you have to be calm, or do you just have to let your emotions be what they are?
No, I mean, you have to treat it just like however you treat every other kick. It's everything's trying to jump out of you, but it's just you as a kicker, you've got to keep those emotions calm and just let everything kind of go back to muscle memory and go with it.
Chris, you saw what John Mayer's dealt with a couple of weeks ago in that game with Iowa State. He had been down. He'd struggled. He had missed a field goal badly. And then all of a sudden, and I've said this on the air, I said it that day on social media, it was as if Baylor, in my opinion, had to score a touchdown to win that game. And yet, Matt Rhule had faith in him, and there was also fourth and a pretty amount of distance, but he nailed the field goal, hooked it inside that right upright. Were you watching that game at that particular time? I know I saw you react to it, but were you watching, and would you kind of yourself taking yourself through that moment?
No, I was absolutely watching it. And, you know, I resonate with John so much, and because he kind of started the same way I did. I went 1-for-6 to kind of start my career, and, you know, he's coming in with Connor medically retiring early on, and him filling in the shoes of a great kicker like Connor, and of course myself. you know, he really stepped up in that moment, considering, you know, had a little rough start to the game, and then get rolling, and then kick that game winner with a few seconds left. It's, you know, it's great to see him come back and have that confidence and really, you know, step up and hopefully keep that rolling for the rest of the season.
Chris, you had to have that confidence, and you, after that game, our quote, we talk about it all the time because it was so funny, but it was so great that you said it. You said, "I'm a damn good kicker, and I know it." And there's not a lot of guys who will, with microphones in their face, say that. Did you feel that was something you had to say to let people know, like, listen, you got to get off my back. I got this.
I mean, I didn't feel like I had to say it, but, you know, I am someone that is confident in their ability, and it just, I guess in the moment, you know, it really made sense. You know, I had to let myself know that I was a great kicker, that I am a great kicker. I'm not still kicking, but still like to think I could hit a good 28-yarder. You know, you have to have that confidence all the time, and even after after the game. I feel like the workplace likes to see that you have confidence, too.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be good from at least 33.
Right, yeah. You can go back about five. Hey, first of all, I remember when you said I'm a damn good kicker because I'm the one that asked the question, and I think you stared a hole right through my face when you did that. Now, let's say the kicking game at times. Sometimes everyone, they know Adam Vinatieri or they know the kickers who make the kickers and the make the big kicks, the famous kicks. You had that one. But it also depends on the snap. And, of course, I think Jimmy Landis was still the deep snapper. He was fantastic, the hold and all that. It's a lot easier said than done. But is it something that's taken for granted only think about when it's a game-winning kick or when somebody makes a mistake?
You know, we're only counted, really, when we make it. Everybody realizes when we mess up, you know. The go-to line for a kicker is, you know, you have one job. But, you know, when you see a quarterback or a receiver drop a pass or you know, miss a couple throws, or they have those many reps. And so, you know, you don't really knock them for when they are messing up. But whenever a kicker misses a kick, you're automatically very critical of their one job that they have. So, we always strive to be perfect, and that's the mentality that know that every kicker is going for. Some people do have their off days, and that honestly can make a swing in the change of the game. And certainly the TCU game 5 years ago, it was a big part of the game. I had four field goals, and you know, who knows, you know, if I had missed one of those, where we would be today, if we would be sitting here talking about it still on homecoming weekend. So it's pretty awesome to have that experience and be a part of that.
What have you seen? You were a part of those teams that won back-to-back Big 12 titles, and now you've seen what Baylor has gone through and where they are today. You were there when a lot of things went really bad one day in May of 2016, and now what you see with your alma mater, with what they're doing. How often do you follow Baylor football and also keep up with what they're doing?
You know, having worked in athletics, and I keep up very closely with a lot of administration and Bear Foundation staff, and you know, my old roommate is an equipment manager there still, so still very involved, and you know, still talk to Ross, who's the deep snapper, and so I keep up. And if you told me, you know, 3 years ago, we would be sitting here talking about Baylor being undefeated again, and depending on how this weekend goes up in Dallas, you know, possibly being in contention for another Big 12 championship. what Matt Rhule has done at Temple and what he's been able to do at Baylor is nothing of a surprise to those who knew Coach Rhule prior to his time at Temple. But for the Baylor fan base, we're just so grateful and thankful that Coach Rhule has been such a light during this time for not just the football program but the university, as we have, you know, are coming out of some tough days. Some times that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people look back on and, you know, are learning from. And Coach Rhule and Mac and President Livingstone, you know, we've got such a great core of people leading the university now. And, you know, tell us that 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, that's we would go through that and be coming out on the other side, you know, honestly, maybe in a better situation. It's remarkable, and I think it's one of the great stories of college athletics, let alone college football.
On your Twitter feed, you have anything worth doing is worth overdoing. Moderation is for cowards. Explain what you mean.
You know, that quote is something that I I've always tried to live by. You know, there's always going to be somebody that is just doing the bare minimum, and they're just going to be getting by. And for me, it's always going the extra mile to make sure I'm outworking the person next to me, or the, you know, the person who's working just as hard as me. I'm always willing to go the extra step to make sure that I'm number one, or I'm doing everything in my power to put myself in whatever position I need to be in to be a leader. So overdoing anything is something that I try and strive for. If you're living moderately, then you're not living right.
Chris, I have to ask you, you make that kick. It's one of the most famous plays in Baylor football history. It really is one of the most famous plays in Baylor football history. And yet, young man, on your Twitter feed, you show yourself being toppled in the Cotton Bowl against Michigan State, which is another play that, of course, unfortunately, you were a part of because of the end of that game and the blocked field goal. Why in the world? Is that just because you have a sense of humor?
You know, yeah, I'm just a funny guy. I'm a damn good kicker and a funny guy. No, I mean, I made ESPN and SportsCenter four times in my career. And, you know, too good, too obviously not so good between the game at Rice and the shoving match, and then, of course, the Cotton Bowl. And that Cotton Bowl, regardless of what side you were on, Baylor, Michigan State, it was a great football game. And, you know, obviously I was on the receiving end of that hit. And it's one of my greatest memories of being a student athlete. So I've got a great sense of humor about it. I have people ask me about it all the time. You know, working at Michigan State, you know, first day of work, they have blown that up and put that across my desk. So you just gotta roll with it and have a good attitude.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's great to hear from you, young man. I remember the moment. I remember the quote in the post game, and I remember how you handled everything along the way. It's kind of what we saw Connor Martin deal with, and we saw John Mayers deal with, and I think it says a lot. It's kind of a fraternity among the kickers, not just at Baylor, but also at anything football when it comes to that. It's great to hear from you. Continued luck. Tell everybody what you're doing in case they haven't heard from you in a while.
I have been fundraising at Michigan State for the last 10 months, but I actually have just moved back to Dallas. Took a job back home here in Texas. Good to be back closer to family. So I know that might not what you were expecting, but I was working at Michigan State back in living up in their comic.
Hey, man.
Release.
I mean, life comes full circle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just great. And being in Dallas, of course, and then the fact you were at SMU for a little bit as well. Hey, Chris, thanks for being a part of the show. Congratulations on what you're doing. Good luck going forward, and thanks for your time today. And you're a damn good kicker and sense of humor.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'll probably see you all around tomorrow at the game.
All right. That's Chris Callahan, former Baylor kicker.